This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. In our last visit, we started to study Psalm 139 using a devotional approach, seeking to answer a series of questions like, what does this psalm tell me about God? We learned God is omniscient. Today, let's continue this study. In verses 7 through 10, we discover God is omnipresent. The Holy Spirit is the one in the Trinity who makes the presence of God evident in the world. We can't get away from His presence. If, by rebelliously doing my own thing, I make my bed in hell, that is Sheol in Hebrew, I'll discover He's even present in hell. He will be there because He is omnipresent, but will not be available in a salvific way for those doomed in hell. He was present when you were created in your mother's womb. His eyes saw your unformed body come together. At the end of life, verse 18 declares, "When I awake, I am still with you." He is there beside you, ready to take your hand and lead you in the way everlasting, verse 24. You will also find in Psalm 139 that God is omnipotent. We tend to think the vast heavenly bodies are an exhibit of God's omnipotence, and they are, but it also takes omnipotence to put together the smallest particles in matter. That is why the psalmist burst forth in praise in verse 14, because, "I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." As God weaves together all the intricate details of our DNA, there is reason to humbly bow and worship our omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent God. Why not take a few moments right now to thank and praise His holy name?